This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday. It is September 12th. Thank you guys so much for joining us almost to the weekend. It looks like the smoke cleared up quite a bit. Wasn't smelling so bad, but yesterday, man, that was brutal. It was nice to smell some clean air this morning.
Yeah, I felt like it kind of cleared up there in the afternoon. At least you could see the mountains in the valley because you couldn't even see them in the morning. And then here at the radio station, the whole entire building was smelling like smoke for a while inside here.
It was pretty brutal yesterday, but still, obviously, there is that lingering smoke, but just definitely not as prominent as it was. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How was your Wednesday? How's your week going for you?
It was pretty good. It was a really busy day yesterday. Right after the show, I had a meeting that I had to do on Zoom. I was kind of like pressed for time because I had to be somewhere after that, and I had to do this shoot, and I was like, I had in my notes in my calendar that it was at the Neon Museum, and so I ran home, I changed, I fixed my hair, fixed my makeup, ran to the Neon Museum, and there's like no one there, and I'm like, is this not here? I was like, oh gosh. So I go back to the emails talking about the shoot. It's the Natural History Museum. And I was like, oh no. So I'm like, I put it in my Waze. I'm like, it's 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. It's Waze says 1 minute to your destination. And I'm like, what? And the Neon Museum and the Natural History Museum is like a block and a half away from each other.
Which thing was, the Springs Preserve. Yeah, they're next to each other.
So convenient. Yes. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Oh my gosh, I just got to go right here down the street. I was having a panic attack. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to make it on time? I am going to be so late. And it's like 1 minute to your destination. I was like, oh, sweet. I just have to turn right and I'm right there.
Can we talk about how awesome the Natural History Museum is inside that place?
It's pretty cool. Cool, man. Go ahead.
If you haven't been, oh my, and they're constantly changing things out. Oh my gosh. The stuff they have inside there is amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I was so glad I made it on time, got to check some of the stuff out. But a little stressed out after that. I had to work in the afternoon, went home, and right off the bat, just started watching the Aces game, the Aces Fever game. And that was good. And then the MTV Video Music Awards came on. So it was just like nonstop yesterday.
Did you have the VMAs live last night?
Yeah.
So I have YouTube TV and I was doing all my stuff and I was kind of scheduling my day because I wanted to get home and sit down, skipping the workout, just get home, have a nice dinner, sit down with the VMAs on in the background. So by the time I got home from work and everything, it was like 6 o'clock last night, and sit down and turn on YouTube TV and there's nothing. I'm like, what's happening here? Scrolling through every channel, there is absolutely nothing. It's tape delay on YouTube TV, so I had to wait till 8 o'clock for the show to start.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I'm watching stuff happen, because it's posted everywhere, seeing results and watching videos, and the show started at 8 o'clock, and I was sucked into it. But I was bummed that I couldn't watch it live last night. I went into it last night knowing the results when it started at 8 o'clock.
That's really weird, because my daughter, we have YouTube TV also, and she logs on to it from school, and she watched it live. live with us. Like, we were texting about the show live. That's really bizarre.
Yeah, is she like through a VPN thing where they have her settings as the East Coast, maybe?
No, she's just logs on normally.
Yeah, nothing last night. Even as far as recording, nothing started recording until 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock last night. Absolutely nothing until the pre-show started.
Was it recording? You said recording?
No, like the recording itself started at 8. Everything started at 8 o'clock. There was absolutely nothing. Maybe there's a setting or something.
They replay it at 8 o'clock.
Oh, trust me. I went through everything
last
night.
That's so bizarre.
I scrolled through everything last night. It was not on at least on my YouTube TV, it was not on last night.
Yeah, she and I, we were texting back and forth during the whole show. Like, oh my gosh, so-and-so did this, or who's that, and stuff like that. And so that's really bizarre. I wonder why you would be the one that didn't get it live.
Did I miss something last night here? Did anyone else last night have YouTube TV? And had the West Coast feed and had to sit there waiting until 8 o'clock last night because I was bummed out about the whole thing.
Yeah, we watched it live. It was good.
Oh,
good show. We're
going
to definitely talk about it coming up this morning and what's trending. We'll go over some of the big moments, talk about some of the big winners. That is all on the way. Let's start the show though. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear "Linger" by the Cranberries?
Do you have to let it linger?
Buy You a New Life by Everclear.
I will buy you that big house way up in the West Hills. I will buy you a new life. Yes, I will.
Or do you want to hear Country Grammar by Nelly?
Going down, down, baby, on street in the rain. Come on.
Your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a few ways. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
You're gonna want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, someone on this show did some buzzed bidding. Who shopped while drunk and what did they buy? Details next. But first, the votes are in and Country Grammar by Nelly is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. There are just certain things you should not be doing when you are having cocktails, and jumping online and buying things is one of them, but someone did not heed that advice.
I did not. I was doing some buzz bidding, and this would have been Labor Day weekend I was doing this, and I don't really drink that much anymore, but Labor Day weekend, we're at the house, and I decided, you know what, I'd have a couple cocktails, enjoy the night, and so I'm two cocktails into the evening, and think to myself, I want to add some wrestling figures to my old school wrestling figures collection. And I went on there and I bought the Big Boss Man. I remember doing that. And apparently I stayed on eBay for a little bit longer and just looking through a bunch of stuff. And I bought a bunch of other items that I completely forgot until they arrived in the mail this past Monday. Went to the mailbox, opened it up. There's this big package, two big packages. Like, what is this? Tear it open. And I had bought three old school wrestling magazines. Completely forgot that I'd done that when I was having some cocktails on Labor Day weekend.
So it was like a gift to yourself.
It really was. Yes. Drunk JC on Labor Day bought sober JC a nice little present.
Oh, man. That's like giving your future self a surprise, you know, and you have no idea that it's coming. I love it.
I was very happy. And the thing is, too, my eBay account is hooked up to an old email. So even I don't see alerts of saying you purchased this or your thing is in the mail. Once I buy something on eBay, it's out of my mind. So I don't see any reminders or anything. And I don't check my eBay account. So it was a complete surprise. You ever do that though? Have a couple cocktails or I don't know, hang out shopping and have a drink or something. Like, I need to buy myself this.
No, I don't. I know better than that. I don't drink anymore really at all. So it's funny. But when I did, I knew better than that. I didn't trust myself. So I would literally give my husband my phone, like, don't let me do anything. Because it wasn't just shopping. It's just like I post a stupid picture or just go on there with a video like, hey, guys. Like, I know myself better than anyone. And I was like, absolutely not. We are not going on after we've had a couple of drinks.
If you were out with friends and maybe have a glass of wine or something, would you make grandiose plans? Because that's something I used to do too, and make plans like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. And the next day I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, we would plan a lot of trips with our friends. And the thing is there's always that one person that calls you out on it after the fact. I'm like, oh, that's for real? We're really going to do that? And there was one trip that we felt like we had to go on because we promised people when we were drinking. I was just like, oh no. We all ended up going to California. It actually ended up being fun, but I was like, I can't believe they remember we talked about that. Who was the one that didn't have drinks that night? What's going on here? We promised we had like a neighborhood block party, and our next door neighbor's kids were in from out of town, and they're you know, closer to our age, and we start talking to them, hit it off. They're planning to get married, his son and his fiance, and they're like, you guys are coming to the wedding, and we're like, yeah, we are. And they're like, you guys are going to be there, and it's going to be great. And we're like, oh. And the next day, I'm like, are we going to the neighbor's kid's wedding? Oh, my gosh.
I got old school wrestling magazines. Mercedes buying plane tickets to go to weddings. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2130.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so great to have you here on this Thursday morning. It is September 12th. Thank you so much for being here, getting things ready to go this morning. Steph, are you jumping into like a new skincare routine or something?
I'm honestly really debating this because I have really sensitive skin, acne prone skin, but there has been something that's been the hype on skincare for the past couple years, and it's K-beauty. Anything skincare related from Korea has been just taken over, and I haven't really implemented any type of K-beauty products into my skincare routine, but I was talking to my sister-in-law this past weekend, and we were like deep into wedding planning for her wedding coming up, and out of nowhere she calls me sis, oh my God, I forgot to tell you, there's this product that would work wonders on your skin. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, I have a really simple routine because I use a retinol, which is really strong. She goes, no, this product is from Korea. I'm like, say less. Give it to me.
I'm in.
and like with Korean skincare products, I haven't tried, but they could sell me dirt and I'll be like, give it to me. I will try it. I'll probably break out the next day, but there's something about them that I trust with my life. I think that K-beauty has really taken over.
What's the product you swear by? You're like, it can do no wrong. I recommend it to everyone. 702-364-9400. I use two K-beauty products in my skincare routine and I swear by them. I think they are like the most amazing products ever.
What are the ones? Is that the snail stuff?
One is the snail mucin. Mm-hmm. I use that, and I really do like that. I've noticed a difference in my skin ever since I started using it. And the other is my sunscreen. It is hands down the best facial sunscreen I have ever found, and I have tried so many different ones, and it's Round Lab Birch Juice Moisturizing Sunscreen.
Yeah, give us some names here. Round Lab, all right.
It's 50 SPF. It goes on like a moisturizer. It leaves your skin. It doesn't leave you that white cast that you get from facial sunscreen. It's like this glow. And whenever, like on the weekends, I don't wear any makeup. I only wear that. And people are like, your skin. I'm like, it's my K-beauty sunscreen. It really is. It's like the stuff is amazing.
Well, your beauty routine at night, you get home, you wash your face, and I do the double wash. You told me about the double washing. The first wash, you get everything off, and that second wash, really, all the oils and everything else, all the good stuff is used in that second wash. How many different layers of product are you putting on in your nighttime skin routine?
Okay, so at night, I use my retinol, because you're supposed to use that at night, because that makes your skin really sensitive. I use a hyaluronic acid at night, and then just a facial cream, a moisturizer, and some eye cream. That's it.
That's four a very things. Simple routine. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Simple routine. Night. Yeah. In the morning, a little bit different.
Is it really?
It's layered.
We use some more stuff because we got to put the layers on. We got to make sure the sunscreen is on. We got to make sure that we are hydrated. I also swear by like this eye oil, and I do use it under my eyes. It helps with the lines. It plumps up your eyes. Yeah, it's like, I'm telling you, man, there are products that I swear by.
Send the links.
Yeah.
Send them over to
links
us.
Are coming.
I swear by Apple products. I am just, whatever, I need an iPhone, I need a phone, I go right to Apple, and the iPhone's like my go-to. I've never like deviated from Apple. Laptops, everything, I just go Apple. And speaking of Apple, we've got an Apple Watch for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We've been having a lot of fun with this, the secret sound. 9 o'clock, we'll play the secret sound. You guess that correctly, you win yourself an Apple Watch. We also got Sophie Says. Sophie's coming on the show right around 8:15. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
The MTV VMAs were last night some of the evening's best moments. And, of course, the big winners. Details coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Right after What's Trending, we've got Heads Up. And when you win, you're going to get tickets to go see Lindsey Stirling.
Are you guys ready?
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
VMAs are trending this morning. Last night, it was the MTV Video Music Awards. They celebrated their 40th anniversary, and they did so in a very big way. Megan Thee Stallion was the night's host, and some of the music industry's biggest performers were there. Eminem actually kicked things off last night with a little bit of a recall back to his famous set from the 2000 VMAs when the stage was packed with lookalikes of the rapper during the performance of The Real Slim Shady. This time around, though, he and his doppelgangers performed Houdini. So there were a bunch of M&Ms, and then at the end of that performance, Jelly Roll appeared on screen for a little virtual duet with Somebody Save Me. So that was kind of cool to see Jelly Roll on there.
Yeah, I thought it was a great open. I thought the whole show was fantastic. It sucked me in from the beginning. I thought all the performances were great, but that opening performance, great energy, and then seeing Jelly Roll, it was a great way to open the show last night.
Yeah, Taylor Swift had a very good night last night. She won 7 VMAs. Including Video of the Year, Best Collaboration for Fortnite featuring Post Malone. That was the first award she won, and this is what she had to say.
Guys, I wanted to say, you know, waking up this morning in New York on September 11th, I've just been thinking about what happened 23 years ago. Everyone who lost a loved one and everyone that we lost, and that is the most important thing about today. And everything that happens tonight falls behind that.
There's a very classy way to open things up, you know?
She's a class act, and Post Malone is also a class act. There was a little thing he did when they won their first award on stage. He had a hat on, and Taylor Swift is talking to him. She asks him a question. He takes his hat off as he responds to her. I'm like, that was like such a gentleman thing. I'm talking to the lady, I'm talking to the crowd. Let me take my hat off so everyone can see me.
And she even made a comment that, I got to get this guy to stop calling me ma'am.
Yeah. And then he responded by saying, yes ma'am.
It was really cool when she won the Video of the Year award, because my jaw dropped at something that she said, because she's never said it publicly. It started trending immediately. This is what she said.
Something that I'll always remember is that when I would finish a take and I'd say cut and we'd be done with that take, I would always just hear someone like cheering and like woo, like from across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend Travis. Everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic, so I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot.
But literally, my boyfriend Travis started trending and people's jaws were on the ground. I know it's not news, people, but if you're a Swiftie, you're a fan, you were like, oh, she said my boyfriend.
She's
Travis.
Never acknowledged it before. Obviously, we know what's happening between the two of them.
She's never referred to him as her boyfriend. So it was just like, it was so cute. I was, Sophie and I started texting each other. I'm like, did she just say that? And she's like, oh my gosh. Like, it was so funny.
But also a cute story, too. It just shows the kind of guy that he is, too. Maybe she got a take wrong or something. He's just like, that looks good. Good job, honey.
It was so sweet. Some other parts last night. The winner of the best new artist was this lady. Chapel Roan. She performed this song live. Good luck, babe. And this is Chapel when she won Best New Artist.
And for all the queer kids in the Midwest watching right now, I see you. I understand you because I'm one of you. And don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't be exactly who you want to be.
It was really cool to see her win, and she was like the star of the night. Everyone was talking about Chapel Roan. Sabrina Carpenter, she won Song of the Year for this. Espresso one, which was really exciting, and this is her accepting.
Thank you to my family, my cats and dogs that are at home watching, and thank you to the people that made Espresso with me, Steph, Amy, Julian. I love you guys so much. I love making music with you, and I can't wait to share more with the world, and thank you to that Mi Espresso.
A really great night. Katy Perry, she won the Video Vanguard Award that was presented to her by her husband, Orlando Bloom. She did a 10-minute medley of all of her huge songs. So lots to talk about. I'm sure we'll get back to more of it later, but that is what's trending.
Let's do Heads Up, and you want to be caller 20, because when that's you, you're playing. 702-364 is the number. Caller 20 plays, and this is a really cool prize we got for you.
Yeah, we've got your tickets to check out Lindsey Stirling. Great way to kick off the holiday season. Two tickets to see her Snow Waltz tour on December 6th at the Venetian Theater at the Venetian. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Leanne, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yes, I'm so excited.
All right, we've got your Lindsey Stirling tickets right now. Just pick a category. Do you want to go with Chef Boyardee or Pledge of Allegiance?
Chef Boyardee.
All right. Chef Appreciation Week is this week. So these are all things that are associated with chefs, okay?
Okay,
easy enough. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Leanne, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And Heads Up, you start now.
A chef works at one of these.
A restaurant.
Yes. They are not in the front. They're in the back in the what?
Kitchen.
Yes. When I have a new restaurant, we are going to, the first day we serve, it's our
grand opening?
Yes. This is the head chef's assistant. They are the what? Let's pass on that one. Some restaurants really try to get one of these. It's a rating system in the restaurant industry. They want to get one of these.
Yelp, four-star rating, five-star rating.
Let's pass. This is like when you just eat appetizers. It's a style of eating. It's very popular. Yes. This is, if you work to bring food to people's houses, you're a what?
An Uber driver?
No, you're like, you make the food
seconds.
And you bring it to them. You make it. You're there. I hired a what for my partner. Okay.
Time just ran out.
This was just harder than I thought. I'm sorry. That was a caterer, Leanne. I'm sorry. We passed on sous chef. Which I don't know. Technically, I don't think they're the assistant. They do the other
things. It's a tough one, though. Yeah, it's a tough one to give clues for.
Oh, man, that was tough. A Michelin star. That was the rating.
She was giving everything else, too. Five-star. Yelp reviews. Yeah, she's crushing it.
It was all on me. I'm so sorry, Leanne. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Lindsey Stirling. That's going to be a great show. It's the Snow Waltz Tour on December 6th. Those tickets are yours right now. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400. Okay, coming up next, don't go anywhere. Is it too early for Halloween decorations? There's probably many people that have already put them up, but we're going to talk directly to someone who has already put them up, and she's getting some grief for it. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. How many of you have already started decorating for Halloween? It's September 12th. Halloween is October 31st. I get it. You're excited. Is it too early? What do you think? 702-364-9400. Your friend is getting some getting some grief for this?
Yes, and I just sent you and Steph the video. She had posted on her Instagram here on her stories, and she put up her decorations. We started working on it over the weekend, officially got everything up, lit it up last night or two nights ago, and it looks to me like it's a Beetlejuice theme, and this is an over-the-top display. Pumpkins everywhere. It lights up. It's a whole thing. I think it looks really neat, but like you said, here we are early September still. She got a note from her neighbor getting some heat over it, asking if she would keep the lights off until October.
Oh, wow. So is she going to do that?
Heck no.
She's like, no, they're up. We're going with it.
I reached out to her to call in because she was fired up over the whole thing. It's a really neat setup, but one of her neighbors is just upset over the fact that this is up on September 12th. She's got her Halloween decorations going.
That's I'm okay with it, but I do like decorations. So if they're Christmas, if they're Halloween, even if they're like Easter or 4th of July, I'm a fan of the decorations. So I'm okay with it. The only time I'm not okay with it is if it's like February and you still have your Christmas
decorations. The post delay.
Like, I even will take them through January. Like, I get it. We get busy. But what do you guys think? Too early for Halloween decorations? 702-364-9400. Carmen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, are you thinking it's too early, or you think it's right on time?
I'm already decorated inside. Like, I have my inside decorations done, but I am waiting until the 1st of October to decorate the outside for Halloween.
Oh, okay. So you go from the inside out.
Yeah. And mainly for that reason, because I'm like, all right, you know, is it too early? Is it not? You know, so yeah, I try to at least compromise with my husband, who does think it's too early for Halloween decoration. So I do the inside, but wait.
Are you
outside?
Are you the same way with Christmas?
I am.
Do you go directly from Halloween to Christmas?
I don't. I try to go back to fall for like at least a week.
Respect Thanksgiving. I love it. Mercedes.
Exactly.
Mercedes and Carmen, would you take the decorations down? Or with my friend's situation, the decorations are up. The neighbor just asked them not to run the whole light show because there's a light show that goes with it until October. Would you listen to your neighbor, the one neighbor that complained, or do what you want to do?
I would do what I want to do. I mean, if it's, you know, why not? You know, I mean, it takes a lot to put them up. And I get that some people, they really go all out, and that takes time.
Yeah, I would like to say I do what I want to do, but I have to live by this person. So I would try to meet somewhere in the middle. Like, hey, I really want to use my display. I get it. It's early for some people. How about we agree on like September 22nd or September 24th, something like that.
Meet in the middle right there.
Can we find a happy medium so we're both okay? Someone just texted. Imagine having nothing better to do than worry about someone else's decorations. This one says holidays aren't meant to be for 3 months of Christmas and Halloween. And this one says I would just add more lights.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Our very own Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces, she made WNBA history last night. She, first of all, the Aces won 86-75 over the Indiana Fever, but she broke the league's single season scoring record. She entered the night 11 points shy of the record, and it did not take her long to get there. The Aces fell into the 7-0 hole, and she just drilled 4 straight buckets from the top of the key to get them back into the first quarter. She then hit a pair of free throws to tie the record before the end of the quarter, and then just before halftime, she hit another shot from near the free throw line to get to 941 points on the season and set the new record. She is a 2-time MVP, the overwhelming favorite to win her third league MVP award. And she entered yesterday's game averaging career highs with 27.3 points, 11.9 rebounds, and 2.7 blocks per game while shooting 52.7% from the field.
And think about it. There's still more games in the regular season for her to build on this record.
I'm obsessed with this team. I watch every game. I love this team so much. And Asia Wilson is not only the best player in the world, but she is such an amazing person. And Alicia Clark was talking about her in a post-game interview last night. Just how, like, she doesn't get more real than that. Like, she, despite being so amazing on the court, she is even more amazing off the court. And it's just, I don't know, it's such an honor to be able to watch a player like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That whole team is just fantastic. They clinched the playoffs. Is Kate Martin back on the team, or she's still out with an injury?
No, she didn't play yesterday for some reason, but she played the game before. I kind of felt bad because before the game, she and Caitlin Clark, they played at Iowa together, and so they met up, and you know, the cameras are there, and Caitlin says to her, "Hey, when you go in, make sure you guard me." And Kate's like, "What?" And she's like, "When you go in, make sure you guard me." And she's like, "Okay." And I'm like, "Oh, she never went in."
Well,
they play again tomorrow.
So maybe tomorrow night she'll get to guard her tomorrow night.
Yeah, such a great team. Also this morning, the age where life and money and the future finally start to feel real for people is officially 27 years old. That's according to new research. They did this study and they found that being an adult doesn't automatically start when you turn 18. 27 is where it starts. Now, what is it that makes you feel like an adult? 56% said just paying your own bills. 45% saying being financially independent, and 38% say putting responsibilities over your personal life or having fun. Key markers of entering your adulthood era include moving out of your parents' house and finding your first career job, not just like a job, but this is what your career is going to be. So 27, that's it.
Well, you and I are in the same boat. We both moved away from home at a young age, self-supported ourselves with our apartments and paid our own bills, and I did that whole thing. But at what point did you officially feel like an adult? Because when I did that stuff, I still wasn't feeling like an adult. I still felt like a kid, just a kid moving away from home, or kid having to pay his rent. When did you start feeling like a true adult?
Gosh, it's hard to say, because there are times now that I'm like, they're like, "We need an adult." And I'm like, looking around, I'm like, "Where is one?" And I'm, "Oh, me? I can't do this. What do you want me to do? I'm clueless." But I'd say just like officially maybe when I got married and had kids. I think the kids thing really kind of put it into perspective for me, because it's like, oh my gosh, I am responsible for human beings. Like, their survival depends on me, and I gotta make sure I don't screw this up. So that's where I really felt like things kicked into adulthood for me.
Before that,
I still felt like a kid.
Well, you said you saw those moments, even having kids, you saw those moments where you feel like a kid. I remember when we bought our house, and we right before we got married, we bought our house, and there was an issue with the carpet inside the house, and I called the realtor. I'm like, "Hey, there's an issue with the carpets. It's coming up. I was vacuuming." She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Ah, who do I call?" A carpet repair person.
The
maybe?
Realtor's like, I'm done with you. I sold you the house. I'm out of here.
She's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I call maintenance. And she's like, you're a homeowner now. It's like, oh my gosh,
I have to do this myself.
This is my responsibility.
Yeah,
wow,
that's a huge reality check.
Uh-huh.
All right. Finally, this morning, some fans of Target are questioning whoever the retailer put in charge of the recent redesign of their shopping carts is, because they say there's a big problem with this redesign. A lot of them are criticizing the cart redesign for the placement of cup holders right next to the child seat. They're expressing concerns because kids are able to easily access the drinks that people are putting in them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're right there, whether it be a really hot drink or just spilling a drink or whatever. A lot of people are saying that that is a potential safety issue, and they are demanding that they take them back to the old Target shopping carts. A lot of people are defending the redesign. They're saying it's convenient, and the holes don't pose any real risks. Some pointed out that moving the cup holders away from the handle would be very much less practical for adults. But it's those little things like, oh, we're going to redesign. And then your kid's like, ooh. Especially with the Starbucks and the Targets. Oh, man, that can get dangerous.
That's right. The hidden Starbucks inside there. On Wednesday, we had our career day. And we had Mark, who was a butler to the stars here in Las Vegas. And huge response to his appearance on the show.
Oh, man. Everybody is talking about just the stories. He was telling his stories with Prince and Lady Gaga and George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And it was so interesting to hear some of these stories. So coming up next, we want to hear your stories. It's Las Vegas. A lot of people have waited on celebrities, worked for celebrities. Who has done that? And what was that like? We want to hear from you coming up next. 702-364-9400. Working with celebrities. It's next, and it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday, we had our career day, and we talked to Mark, who's a hotel butler. And if you've ever been lucky enough to stay in a hotel that assigns you a butler, you know you've made it in life. And chances are you're either really rich or really famous, or probably both. And hearing some of the stories he told, truly mind-blowing. I had so many people comment about it to me. It was just interesting to hear. For instance, he talked about one of his celebrity clients, Mariah Carey, and what she asked for. What is the most outlandish thing a celebrity has asked for?
Mariah Carey asked us to paint the walls pink in the hotel.
Oh my God.
And did you guys do that?
Well, it was a last minute thing, and they were like, no, we're not ripping down this great wallpaper. And yeah.
I don't think I could ever do that job because I would just roll my eyes at people the whole time.
Well, just be starstruck, too.
Like, oh, gosh.
Because he talked about he was outside walking someone's dog, and Lady Gaga came outside. She was getting in her Rolls Royce and says, hey, you want to come to the mall with me? And he's like, I got to walk these dogs.
He had to turn her down.
Yeah, he turned down Lady Gaga. It's so neat.
And it all happened here in Las Vegas. A lot of you guys have jobs in the service industry. Have you ever waited or served or worked with a celebrity in some capacity? And what happened? Was it a great experience? Was it a bad experience? 702-364-9400. I want to talk to Biff. Biff, you had an experience with someone. What happened?
Oh, that would be Dane Cook. He is a real tool.
Oh, God. We're talking the comedian guy, right? Okay.
Yes, that allegedly.
What happened?
So maybe 15 years ago, back in Spokane, Washington, I was doing security, and he, long story short, somebody got on stage, and he screamed like a little girl, and everything went well. The show went on. After the show, all the security supervisors and managers were brought backstage and had to individually apologize to him.
Oh, God.
Luckily, they didn't call me back there because I would have told them to kiss my you-know-what. And after all that, there is a igloo full of liquor that is provided for by catering. he tried to leave with that, and he was shut down immediately. It's like, no, you ain't taking that with you.
Oh, my gosh. Again, eye rolling here. I don't know how you could do it and be patient. I'm glad for your sake that you didn't have to apologize either, because that could have turned into a very different situation.
And then when he tries to walk off, we've had a celebrity do that at Bite of Las Vegas. We had an RV set up as their green room. It was a certain celebrity, and they had required asked for liquor and everything. And then when the event was over, no, the celebrity left, but his handlers took all of the liquor from the RV.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. We got it for them, but we didn't know that they'd require a box so they could take everything. It was kind of crazy. Let's talk to Samantha. Samantha, who was the celebrity that you waited on or worked for?
Well, I waited on a couple of people. One of my favorite ones was, believe it or not, Chris Angel. He has a reputation that he's not the best, but he is awesome. I worked with him as his personal server. And the one requirement he required was for me to hand him his drink personally. Nobody else, nobody from his family, nobody from his security, him personally, and nobody else.
What's the story behind that? Like, why does it have to be from you?
It had to be from my hand to his hand, because I believe he trusts nobody, and the tissue had to be on top of it at all times.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
I mean, yeah, when you're on that level, maybe you're just worrying about people doing things to you. That's interesting. You said you work with some other people. Who else?
Yes, I also served Prince when I was working at a nightclub, and I would ask him for his drinks, and he would look at me with a dead face, turn to his girlfriend, whisper to her, and his girlfriend will do the ordering for him. He would never have the voice to talk to me, to answer the questions I asked him.
I don't get that. And we were talking to Mark the Butler, and he had an incident with Prince too. Same thing. It was just... Was and gosh, the guy's so talented. You just love him. But then I hate hearing those stories.
Having to whisper because his voice was shot from singing, or do you think he was doing it because he didn't want to? I'm not going to talk to the server taking my order.
Who knows? Who knows what they're thinking? You know, we're going to keep up with some of your calls because we have some on hold and we want to hear from you. Jerry has a story about an NBA player. We're going to talk about that. And Jamie has a story about an iconic singer that had a rule about walking on the carpet. What was that? And your story's next. Coming up, call us right now, 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about your run-ins with celebrities while at work. You were working and you either had to wait on a celebrity or assist a celebrity in some way. Some interesting stories. Jerry is on. Hey, Jerry, what happened to you?
Good morning. In the mid-2000s, I was working in international marketing for one of the major resorts on the strip. And during the 2007 NBA All-Star event, we did have to set up a special request for one of the players. And this was to set up 5 different rooms on different floors for each one of his nieces.
Are we using the term nieces as in actual nieces or nieces?
not actual nieces.
Oh, really? Wow.
Run into each other.
Oh, my.
You were having to juggle out his affairs. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we did. We set that up in advance just to make sure there were no problems for that.
Okay. For security's sake and for your sake, can you tell us the name, but we'll bleep it, like who it was?
What I can say is that this player did play for Miami, the Heat.
Oh, does it rhyme with...
That's about as far as I can say.
Okay,
right
now. Yeah. I'm glad you bleeped what I said,
yes,
JC,
absolutely.
Because I don't want to get in trouble either. Thank you, Jerry, so much. We appreciate you.
What if they got in the elevator at the same time going up to those floors?
Oh, I know. And he's on the elevator with them like, good night, good night, good night. Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, tell us about the celebrity that you had to work with.
I worked with Sade. Smooth operator. Get her here in town when I was younger. So she walks barefoot. She likes to have white towels put down to cover everything in the green room.
You know, I can't say that I blame her. If I'm going to walk on foreign carpet, I need to either have socks on or throw the towels on. I don't know if I think that's a bad thing.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
April, you're in for the Mega Minute. How you doing this morning?
So great.
All right. We're going to get you these tickets to check out the Black Eyed Peas residency. I know you're going to slay this. You're going to kill it. It's going to be great.
Today's the day, April. You guys got it. 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. Now, if you pass on one or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And April, and I believe you got your daughter with you. The Mega Minute, it starts now.
Last night was the MTV VMAs. What does MTV stand for?
Music Television.
Yes. What color is the dog in the Courage the Cowardly Dog story?
Yellow.
No. What singer released their album Guts following their massive success of the album Sour?
Pass.
What does the crime show drama CSI stand for?
Crime Scene Investigation.
Yes. What Foo Fighters singer recently admitted to fathering a baby outside his marriage?
Pass.
What is the name of the cat in Alice in Wonderland?
Cheshire Cat.
Yes. What is the name of the island where Peter Pan lives because he never wants to grow up?
Neverland.
Yes. What is the symbol on the Canadian flag?
The maple leaf.
Yes. Shailene Woodley was formerly engaged to which NFL quarterback?
Don't know that either.
Sophie Turner played Sansa Stark on what TV show? Oh, April, I'm so sorry. There are some tough ones thrown in there. I can totally see why you passed on some of these. The singer that released their album Guts following the massive success of their album Sour, that's Olivia Rodrigo. The Foo Fighters singer that admitted to fathering a baby outside his marriage, that's Dave Grohl. Shailene Woodley was formerly engaged to Aaron Rodgers, and the show that Sophie Turner stars in, where she plays Sansa Stark, that is Game of Thrones. Ah, another victim of the Mega Minute.
Mercedes, we haven't had one. I don't think we had one in August, because the end of August, remember, we just scrapped it that one Friday and just gave away the tickets.
Like, I just can't even remember. We had one, I think,
the last day of July, and that was the last time we had a winner.
That was it. Wow. Well, that means caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets. To win them before you can buy them passes to check out Black Eyed Peas 3008, the Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
In Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
There was, just minutes ago, an earthquake centered in the Malibu area in Southern California this morning with a preliminary magnitude of 4.7. It rattled parts of Southern California this morning. The quake's initial magnitude of 5.1 was downgraded, and it was followed by a 2.8 aftershock. It was centered just north of Malibu, and the depth was about 7 miles. It was reported in Malibu, Hermosa Beach, Anaheim, Santa Monica, the Hollywood Hills, parts of the San Fernando Valley. No immediate reports of injuries or significant damage. But if you have friends or family in the area, you may just want to do a little quick little check-in with them, because I think they were probably rattled awake this morning.
Yeah, that's a hard way to be woken up, too, in a deep sleep, and all of a sudden your house starts shaking?
Yeah.
My gosh.
Also this morning, Justin Timberlake, he has reached a plea deal in his June DWI case, avoiding a criminal charge. The DWI charge has been dropped. He's going to instead plead guilty to a traffic violation of driving while ability impaired. And that's not considered a drunk driving offense. He's going to face a fine of $300 to $500. Despite the lesser charge, his driver's license will be suspended for a year due to his refusal to take a breathalyzer following his arrest.
Oh, that's big. And wasn't he saying, too, after he was pulled over and arrested, said he'd be vindicated, he would come out and show that he wasn't in the wrong?
Yeah, I guess he changed his mind. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not in the wrong, but you know what? I'm guilty.
But of a lesser charge.
Ability impaired.
Yeah.
His charge. Okay.
That's not criminal, so you're good there.
Yeah, he's all right. He's clear.
I mean, sometimes our ability is impaired,
changing the station. I dropped something. Oh, I gotta grab that. Oh, you know, stuff like that.
That is true.
Finally, this morning, over a lifetime, the average person spends 90,000 hours at work. So it definitely helps to have a job that you enjoy. And while you could change jobs until you find the one you like the best, a new study can save you some time because it reveals the careers that are most likely to make you happy. Glassdoor researchers analyzed Glassdoor members and reviews to find the careers that got the most enthusiastic thumbs up from employees. And overall, the career with the highest job satisfaction is a real estate agent. They get an average rating of 4.24 out of 5. The unhappiest employees in the study are mail carriers. They gave an average rating of just 2.83. So let's go over some of the jobs that make us happy. You've got real estate agent at number one. Number two is a carpenter. Not Sabrina related, just a regular wood carpenter. Software developer, number three. Designer at number four, and a fitness instructor number five. Those are the top five jobs that make Americans happy. Some of the other ones in the top 10 include a firefighter, a secretary, a computer support manager, a logistics manager, and a physician.
I thought maybe we might see healthcare in there, like nurses and doctors would be in there. I know it's very stressful and there's a lot of downsides that come with that. But when you're helping someone get...
I literally just said physician.
Was what though?
Number 10.
No, I mean, I expected to be like in the top five or something.
Oh, okay.
Like higher than number 10 because what they're doing for a living, I expect it to be higher because you're helping lives and saving lives.
Well, that's very rewarding, but you're also having to deal with annoying people like us that are like, let's dance.
Like, it's a cold.
I'm sure we're probably really annoying to deal with.
We have a lot to come up here. Next hour, we have Sophie Says happening next hour.
And coming up next, John Bon Jovi literally saved a woman's life. Have you ever been in a situation where you were like, oh my gosh, I was in the right place at the right time? You are not going to believe this story. It's so beautiful. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Right now, though, it's Fall Out Boy. We are Mix 94.1. This is without a doubt my favorite story that I've seen this morning. When were you in the right place at the right time? Have you ever experienced a right place at the right time moment that was truly life-changing? I read this story and I think, what could have happened if this person wasn't there? John Bon Jovi, he's being praised by police for helping stop a woman from jumping off of a Nashville bridge. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, they shared this surveillance video from the John Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge on YouTube, and it shows the singer and his team walking over to this distraught woman who's standing on the outside of the bridge's railing, and she's overlooking the Cumberland River. And it's like 3 minutes long, and John Bon Jovi is seen pulling her back over the bridge's railing at one point. I guess police say that he persuaded the woman to come off of the ledge to safety, and then he continued to speak with her. And then they hugged and eventually walked away from the bridge together.
It's a remarkable video to watch. And you see when they get the woman off, whoever is with John, his assistant, gives her a big hug. John gives her a hug as well. If his crew wasn't there, who knows what this woman's fate would have been?
Yeah, they were filming a music video on the bridge, and the bridge was still open to the public at the time of the incident. And so he noticed her, and it was like, wait, that does not look right. And what if they decided to film tomorrow or a different day or mm-hmm. a different time and they weren't there? I just think those chance meetings they can be life-changing. Have you ever had experienced something like that where it's like, you know, all things really pointed to us never crossing paths or never meeting up, but for some reason that day everything aligned perfectly and life changed? What happened to you? 702-364-9400.
Mine's like a life-saving, but it's definitely a life-changing. Out of college, I wanted to work in radio, and a buddy of mine was working an event on Fremont Street. He needed some help, and like he desperately needed help and asked me to come help him out. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out. I worked for my buddy for free all day long. Ended up talking to his boss about wanting to get into radio, and she's like, oh, let me call my friend at Mix 94.1. I'm like, what? And she called the radio station, talked to the promotions director, who was looking to hire someone. She's like, yeah, send him in on Monday for an interview. And I came in the following Monday for a job interview, and I got hired. I look back, if I didn't just volunteer to help my buddy out on some random Friday, I would have never met that woman and would have never been introduced to the people here at Mix 94.1.
Yeah, it's just weird how that chance meeting or that one person that you decided to have a conversation with, that changed everything. I look at this Bon Jovi story, and it's like, that woman must have been so distraught that day where it brought her to that point where she thought, this is not worth living. And my really weird wired brain goes directly to his songs. And I literally think of like, take my hand, you'll make it, I swear. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not trying to make a joke out of it, but in my mind, I'm thinking Bon Jovi. Like, what's the part of the song, Living on a Prayer? Like literally my head went there right away. It's just, but the chances of the guy being there that day, it's just so beautiful. Oh, running out of time. Real quick, Candace, did you have a chance meeting that changed everything?
Yeah, so in my freshman year, it was my math class, and this guy came up to me because I happened to have the math class with a certain girl that he was pretty much breaking up with, and she had given him a picture and ripped it up, and then he gave it to me to give to her. And so I had given it to her, and I was like, hey, he gave me this, and I'm sorry. And we've been friends for 25 years.
Oh my gosh! That jerk brought you guys together. I love it.
That's amazing.
Probably backfired on him. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, we got Sophie Says coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Mix 94.1, it is Sophie Says.
Sophie Says she's got the key. Unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie. You're always where.
Sophie is my daughter, and all summer long, she has been gracing us with her presence. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
How's school going, Sophie?
So far, so good. I mean, definitely lots of work. For sure. But, you know, we're doing our best.
Well, we are so excited to have you back on the show for Sophie Says, where you tell us, like, what the big trends are. But we're going to do something a little different for Sophie Says today. We are going to take a look back at this summer and see how spot on you were with Sophie Says.
Well, let's take a look here, because I think they did pretty good.
You were on point, I think, from week number one, Sophie. You were nailing this week after week, enlightening us on so many different things.
From espresso in week one to Dolphin Symphony in the and last week, and everything in between. Let's start with the first one, which was Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. You were just all about her saying that she was going to be the next big thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I know JC and Steph agree with me, but I said Espresso is going to be the song of the summer. But two of you guys did not vote for Espresso for song of the summer.
I know. Sophie was really upset, like you guys.
I know. Sophie, I should have voted. But, I mean, I think everyone else got it wrong. Hozier, Too Sweet, song of the summer. No. You nailed it back in the beginning. It should have went to Espresso. I even demanded a recount.
Well, you know, we got to accept the results for what they did. But if you didn't vote, I don't want to hear you complaining.
We talked about the resurgence of rom-coms. You talked about, like, Sydney Sweeney's movie and all that. We talked about Chapel Roan. I feel like that was another big one that you nailed for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she just absolutely skyrocketed this summer. She had her first VMA performance, amazing as usual, and I can't wait to see what she continues to do with her career. This is just the beginning.
Sophie, I feel like as soon as you brought her name up, she just took off.
Yeah, I mean, her album is fantastic, and then she released Good Luck Babe as a single, which, I mean, is still charting really, really well on Billboard. So Keep it up, Chapel, honey. We love you.
Let's talk about some of the other things on here. The New York Times games. I think we all started playing those. Jonathan Bailey, Floor Time. Do you remember Floor Time?
I've always been a fan of Floor Time, and I'm glad that Sophie brought it to the attention of everyone. I still do it. I like to do it outside on the concrete looking up at the sky.
On the concrete?
Yeah, try it. It's a game changer.
I don't know. No. I'll do it on like a nice vacuumed carpet, but not the concrete. Oh no. Does that hurt your back?
No, it feels really good. You can't go a long time, maybe 5-10 minutes max, but it's something about the hard concrete and then just looking straight up at the sky. It's beautiful.
Suspicious.
Suspicious. Gracie Abrams was another artist that you brought up on the show. She has been everywhere. And another big one that I think exploded. Talk to us about how you explained the Brat Summer trend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brat Summer is huge. Some people are extending to Brat Fall because Charlie XCX is about to start her Sweat tour with Troye Sivan. And Charlie even announced a collaboration with Troye Sivan on her track Talk Talk. And even Dua Lipa recorded voice memos for this track. So Brat Summer got a little extension with it. But yeah, all of the party girls were listening to that. And just kind of the entire Brat persona really, really, I feel like, was one of the big things of the summer.
Demure trend, we talked about that. Cat's Eye, Only Murders in the Building, and then the Dolphin Symphony. Of all of the Sophie Sayses from this summer, what was your favorite?
Oh, see, that's tough, because everything I talked about was stuff that I wanted to talk about. So I think, I feel like it has to be Chapel.
Chapel was solid.
The way that she just skyrocketed after her Coachella performance. I remember watching this performance on my iPad and being like, I hope a lot of people are seeing this because she's going to kill it.
I liked when he brought up the very demure, very mindful, because he brought us to everyone's attention. And literally by the following week when we talked to you, that thing had already run its course. That burned out so fast.
Very demure, very mindful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we gotta try to get the timing down, you know?
You were very cutesy. You were very mindful. Sophie, thank you for the Sophie Says recap. Can we expect some more Sophie Says for you as we head into Brat Fall?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love it. Look forward to the next edition of Sophie Says. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
What a summer it was. She nailed it.
I know. I was just going over all those things. Every single thing she said hit the epic levels of popularity. So it was kind of crazy.
And I feel smarter when I talk to Gen Z that they interact. I know all this stuff. It's great.
I know. Look at you being all prepared and
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's now time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You get to play. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a cool prize for you.
We have two VIP passes for you to check out Sublime with Rome. That show is happening at Downtown Rocks at the Fremont Street Experience on September 21st. You are going to be there VIP style. Caller 20 is playing Heads Up. When you pick your category and your partner and get 6 answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Easy as that. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400. Amanda is in for Heads Up.
Yeah.
You ready to do this, Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's pick a category. We've got these Sublime with Rome VIP passes for you. Do you want to go with presidential debate or Super Bowl 59?
I guess presidential debate.
Okay. So the big presidential debate was this week on Tuesday. These are all former presidents or former presidential candidates.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, 60 seconds on the clock to get 6 correct. And Heads Up, it starts now.
He was our first president.
What? George Washington.
Yes, he is our current president.
Joe Biden.
Yes, he was our second president.
Pass.
Joe Biden was his vice president.
Obama.
Yes. He is the one who wore the top hat. He was
Lincoln.
Yes. He was unfortunately assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
JFK.
Yes. She is running to be the president this year.
Kamala Harris.
Yes!
Yes! Amanda!
Wow. No joke. I was really worried about this category. I thought, oh, there's no way we're going to get this. And you absolutely killed it, Amanda. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Amanda, you're all set with two VIP passes to the Downtown Rocks with Sublime featuring Rome at the Fremont Street Experience. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. We have more coming up in just a few minutes. We are going to talk about that secret sound. Your chance to win an apple a day. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Party girls.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's an interesting story that happened here. It actually happened at a hospital in, I'm trying to find what state this happened in. Could you imagine having twins and getting them mixed up and not being able to tell which twin is which? That happened to a mom. It happened in Ipswich, and I guess this is my worst nightmare having twins. I would have to put like with magic marker which one is which. She left the hospital not knowing which one was which. She had an emergency C-section. Her name is Saffron, and the mom's name is Saffron, and she named her unborn twins Delilah and Azalea, and she expected them to be born in a specific order. There was one that was bigger than the other. So she had been calling the larger twin Azalea the whole time that the baby was in there, and the smaller one Delilah. So the babies were delivered and the staff mixed up the two babies and brought them to her saying, okay, the big one, this is Delilah, and this is the small one is Azalea, which is completely different. She says that she decided to keep the names as they were, saying the twins now look like their names, even though she's still not completely sure which twin is which.
How do they do that with twins at the hospital? Do they put some kind of wristband on them, some kind of indicator? Because they give them to you. Say, this is David. This is Doug. They go, fantastic. Then you hand them to your husband. Husband hands them to the grandma. You all turn around. Okay, who was who? Do they put something on them so you know?
I don't know. If you've had twins, what happened? And do you ever worry that you mixed them up? A friend of mine, she's got triplets. And they, like, now that they're grown, you can tell the difference between them. But I wonder, as babies, if it's so hard for you to figure it out, or is that just like a maternal instinct kicks in? This mom said, I was confused because in the womb they were this, but then out of the womb they were that. I wonder how that works.
We had twins growing up down the street from us whose names were Dave and Doug. And I remember first meeting them and they were identical. And Doug had a little freckle under his eye. That's the only way you could tell the difference. But once you get to know them and their personalities, and you see there's minor changes in their facial features, but I just cannot imagine you give me two infant babies that look alike, I'd mix them up.
There was we had twins at my school, Meg and Jenny, and I could tell the difference because Jenny's face was like a little longer than Meg's. I could see that. But then also Meg had a huge mole on her pointer finger knuckle. So if I ever was like in kind of trying to figure out who was who, I would look at the hands. And if I saw the big mole, I knew that that was Meg.
Meg's
sure
got the mole.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Also this morning, these weren't the top names that we expected to see when I saw this headline. Someone found the most mispronounced names in English by looking at how often they're looked up on a pronunciation site called Forvo. So they analyzed 12,000 names, and the two names that people have the hardest time with pronunciation, English names, are Anne and James.
What?
Yeah, I guess it's because there are searches from all over the world, not just the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe these names are not as straightforward in those countries as they are here. The top English names that people in other countries struggle with are Anne, James, Lauren, Evelyn, and Christian. Those are the top names. Has you're married to a James, Steph. Has he ever had any issues with people trying to figure out how to say his names?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think when we've traveled internationally. His family's from the Philippines. They all call him James. If we had a reservation somewhere, they called him James. No, I don't think we've ever ran into this issue before.
I wonder what people would say, like Joms, with Anne, Anne.
Maybe James.
James.
Yeah. That's a James. I like James.
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 I think it's interesting. Has he ever gone by like Jim or Jimmy or anything like that? Has he always been James?
His mom was going to name him Santiago.
Ooh. He was mysterious. Be Santiago.
Say Santiago.
Yeah.
Santiago, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I guess before they moved here to the States, she was like, oh, Santiago in the U.S. is probably not going to fly. So let's name him James.
Oh, I like it. Either way, I think they're both great names. Finally, this morning, this is great. You know the rock band ZZ Top?
Heck yeah. Okay. Legs.
This group has been really good to their fans over the years. There's a guy named Mike Flint, and he lives in Columbus, Ohio, and he signed up for free ZZ Top tickets for every tour. And he still gets them 40 years later.
He does not, really?
He bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club back in 1984. And it cost him $100, okay? Which I'm sure at that time was like a ton
in
of money.
Yeah,
$100. But when you consider that he's seen almost every single tour since then for free, and all of those tickets come with backstage passes, this has turned out to be the best investment ever. The membership also included a satin tour jacket, bumper stickers, a signed poster. He says he can't find that poster, but he still has everything else. He's 61 years old now. He says he has no plans to slow down. He says, as long as I have these benefits and I'm still kicking, I'll go see them. I've never had an issue with the tickets not being there. It's unbelievable. By the way, his favorite show was from the Eliminator Tour. That was back in 1983. So I guess that's what inspired him to join the fan club the next year, right?
Well, that's sad. That was his favorite show in 83.
Yeah, ever since then,
it was never better. It was never better. We've got Guess the Secret Sound. We're going to play the secret sound here in less than 10 minutes. And when you identify that secret sound, you're going to get yourself an Apple Watch. It's Mix 94.1.
Yeah. These beautiful things that I've...
Did you see Benson Boone performing at last night's MTV VMAs?
Yeah, actually, no, I missed Benson.
Oh, he was, I'd say, one of the best performances of the night. This is the audio from that.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
He was, like, wow. Standing on the piano. Doing his signature backflip, like... He, I think, like I said, one of my top three performances of the night. All the artists were in the crowd singing along, like Sabrina Carpenter. She's loud. She was going nuts. It was a really good show. We're going to talk more about the VMAs and what's trending in just a couple of minutes. But speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, I thought it was really interesting how Sabrina was up there and she was singing she did a medley. She did a medley of Espresso, Please, 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 and this song, Taste.
I need your back together, and if that's true, you'll just have
which,
to chase
in case you don't know, this song is allegedly about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Camila and Shawn broke up for a little, and while they were broken up, Sabrina started dating Shawn. And then he left Sabrina to go back to Camila. And so this, she's literally singing this song in front of the two of them who are there that night. And then Shawn Mendes performs a song, which is about Camila. And then Camila performs a song.
Oh,
always know. Which is how about how she wishes everyone would leave her alone. It was a very interesting night last night at the VMAs.
So many different layers going to people's performances last night. And oh my gosh, I know you've got more coming up here and what's trending, but Sabrina's performance last night was spectacular.
She was great.
And then Cyndi Lauper introducing her, I thought they did a great job weaving in the 40 years of history at the VMAs into the show last night.
A great show, a lot to get to. But first, it is time to win an Apple a day. We have an Apple Watch SE Gen 2 for you, courtesy of RCA Records. If you can guess today's secret sound.
You ready for it?
We are ready. Everyone, listen up. This is today's secret sound. Do you know what that sound is? If so, you want to be caller 20 right now. And if you guess it correctly, you are walking away with an Apple a day. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400. All right, it is time for an Apple a day. We are giving away Apple Watch SE Gen 2s, courtesy of our friends over at RCA Records, with the secret sound. Eric, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. That's awesome, guys.
All right. Well, let's make sure that you can guess the secret sound. If you can guess it correctly, you will win this Apple Watch. We're going to play it one more time for you to take a guess. Here you go. Okay, Eric, what is the secret sound?
Chalk on a chalkboard.
Oh, it is not chalk on a chalkboard.
You can hear that, though. But
no! Ah, okay. Wow, not expecting that. Darn it. That means we're going to go to caller 21. I'm sorry, Eric. Let's see. Caller 21 is Alma. Good morning, Alma.
Good morning.
Hey, let's play the secret sound for you one more time. Here we go. Can you guess the secret sound?
Is it typing on an iPhone?
Is it typing on an iPhone? That is correct! Alma, congratulations!
Thank you!
Now you can type on your iPhone. I just won a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Congratulations!
Thank you,
Alma. We love it, and we've got your Apple Watch. We've got one for you tomorrow again at 9 o'clock when you guess the secret sound. Mercedes, we have to go into our studio and record today's sounds.
I know. What will it be? I mean, we've been experimenting with all sorts of interesting sounds. Some are not winners.
We have the secret sound again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Chapel Roan on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Best new artist at the VMAs last night. There you go. We are headed out. Everyone have a great day. But first, it's time for the line of the day.
This was interesting. We had a listener tell us how he had to help an NBA player with a certain request.
And during the 2007 NBA All-Star event, we did have to set up a special request for one of the players. And this was to set up 5 different rooms on different floors for each one of his nieces.
Are we using the term nieces as in actual nieces or nieces?
not actual nieces.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Helping the cheaters. You ask, you shall receive.
And that'll do it for show number 2130 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amanda is in for Heads Up!
Yeah!
You ready to do this, Amanda?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's pick a category. We've got these Sublime with Rome VIP passes for you. Do you want to go with presidential debate or Super Bowl 59?
I guess presidential debate.
Okay, so the big presidential debate was this week on Tuesday. These are all former presidents or former presidential candidates.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And Heads Up, it starts now.
He was our first president.
What? George Washington.
Yes, he is our current president.
Joe Biden.
Yes. He was our second president.
Pass.
He was... Joe Biden was his vice president.
Obama.
Yes. He is the one who wore the top hat. He was...
Lincoln.
Yes. He was unfortunately assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
JFK.
Yes. She is running to be the president this year.
Kamala Harris.
Yes!
Yes! Amanda!
Wow. No joke. I was really worried about this category. I thought, oh, there's no way we're going to get this. And you absolutely killed it, Amanda. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Amanda, you're all set with two VIP passes to the Downtown Rocks with Sublime featuring Rome at the Fremont Street Experience. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. We have more coming up in just a few minutes. We are going to talk about that secret sound. Your chance to win an apple a day. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Party girls, don't get
hurt. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's an interesting story that happened here. It actually happened at a hospital in, I'm trying to find what state this happened in. Could you imagine having twins and getting them mixed up and not being able to tell which twin is which? That happened to a mom. It happened in Ipswich, and I guess this is my worst nightmare having twins. I would have to put like with magic marker which one is which. She left the hospital not knowing which one was which. She had an emergency C-section. Her name is Saffron, and the mom's name is Saffron, and she named her unborn twins Delilah and Azalea, and she expected them to be born in a specific order. There was one that was bigger than the other. So she had been calling the larger twin Azalea the whole time that the baby was in there, and the smaller one Delilah. So the babies were delivered and the staff mixed up the two babies and brought them to her saying, okay, the big one, this is Delilah, and this is the small one is Azalea, which is completely different. She said, now says that she decided to keep the names as they were, saying the twins now look like their names, even though she's still not completely sure which twin is which.
How do they do that with twins at the hospital? Do they put some kind of wristband on them, some kind of indicator? Because they give them to you. Say, this is David. This is Doug. They go, fantastic. Then you hand them to your husband. Husband hands them to the grandma. You all turn around. Okay, who was who? Do they put something on them so you know?
I don't know. If you've had twins, what happened? And do you ever worry that you mixed them up? A friend of mine, she's got triplets. And they, like, now that they're grown, you can tell the difference between mm-hmm. them. But I wonder, as babies, if it's so hard for you to figure it out, or is that just like a maternal instinct kicks in? This mom said, I was confused because in the womb they were this, but then out of the womb they were that. I wonder how that works.
We had twins growing up down the street from us whose names were Dave and Doug, and I remember first meeting them, and they were identical. And Doug had a little freckle under his eye. That's the only way you could tell the difference. But once you get to know them and their personalities, and you see there's minor changes in their facial features, but I just cannot imagine. You give me two infant babies that look alike, I'd mix them up.
There was we had twins at my school, Meg and Jenny, and I could tell the difference because Jenny's face was like a little longer than Meg's. I could see that. But then also Meg had a huge mole on her pointer finger knuckle. So if I ever was like in kind of trying to figure out who was who, I would look at the hands. And if I saw the big mole, I knew that that was Meg.
Meg's
sure.
got the mole.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Also this morning, these weren't the top names that we expected to see when I saw this headline. Someone found the most mispronounced names in English by looking at how often they're looked up on a pronunciation site called Forvo. So they analyzed 12,000 names, and the two names that people have the hardest time with pronunciation, English names, are Anne and James.
What?
Yeah, I guess it's because there are searches from all over the world, not just the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe these names are not as straightforward in those countries as they are here. The top English names that people in other countries struggle with are Anne, James, Lauren, Evelyn, and Christian. Those are the top names. You're married to a James, Steph. Has he ever had any issues with people trying to figure out how to say his names?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think when we've traveled internationally. His family's from the Philippines. They all call him James. If we had a reservation somewhere, they called him James. No, I don't think we've ever ran into this issue before.
I wonder what people would say, like Joms, with Anne, Anne.
Maybe James.
James.
Yeah. That's a Jamis. I like Jamis.
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 I think it's interesting. Has he ever gone by like Jim or Jimmy or anything like that? Has he always been James?
His mom was going to name him Santiago.
Ooh. He was mysterious. Be Santiago.
Say Santiago.
Yeah.
Santiago, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. But then I guess before they moved here to the States, she was like, oh, Santiago in the U.S. is probably not going to fly. So let's name him James.
Oh, I like it. Either way, I think they're both great names. Finally, this morning, this is great. You know the rock band ZZ Top?
Heck yeah. Okay. Legs.
This group has been really good to their fans over the years. There's a guy named Mike Flint, and he lives in Columbus, Ohio, and he signed up for free ZZ Top tickets for every tour. And he still gets them 40 years later.
He does not, really?
He bought a lifetime membership to the ZZ Top fan club back in 1984. And it cost him $100, okay? Which I'm sure at that time was like a ton
in
of money.
Yeah,
$100. Uh-huh. But when you consider that he's seen almost every single tour since then for free, and all of those tickets come with backstage passes. This has turned out to be the best investment ever. The membership also included a satin tour jacket, bumper stickers, a signed poster. He says he can't find that poster, but he still has everything else. He's 61 years old now. He says he has no plans to slow down. He says, as long as I have these benefits and I'm still kicking, I'll go see them. I've never had an issue with the tickets not being there. It's unbelievable. By the way, his favorite show was from the Eliminator Tour. That was back in 1983, so I guess that's what inspired him to join the fan club the next year, right?
Well, that's sad. That was his favorite show in 83.
Yeah, ever since then,
it was never better. It was never better. We've got Guess the Secret Sound. We're going to play the secret sound here in less than 10 minutes, and when you identify that secret sound, you're going to get yourself an Apple Watch. It's Mix 94.1.
Yeah.
These beautiful things that I've...
Did you see Benson Boone performing at last night's MTV VMAs?
Yeah, actually, no, I missed Benson.
Oh, he was, I'd say, one of the best performances of the night. This is the audio from that.
Please
you, I need you, oh girl.
He was like, wow, standing on the piano, doing his signature backflip. Like, he, I think, like I said, one of my top three performances of the night. All the artists were in the crowd singing along, like Sabrina Carpenter. She's loud. She was going nuts. It was a really good show. We're going to talk more about the VMAs and what's trending in just a couple of minutes. But speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, I thought it was really interesting how Sabrina was up there and she was singing her, she did a medley. She did a medley of Espresso, Please, 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 and this song, Taste. I need you back together, and if that's true, you'll just have which, to in case you don't know, this song is allegedly about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Camila and Shawn broke up for a little, and while they were broken up, Sabrina started dating Shawn. And then he left Sabrina to go back to Camila. And so this, she's literally singing this song in front of the two of them who are there that night. And then Shawn Mendes performs a song, which is about Camila. And then Camila performs a song, which is how about how she wishes everyone would leave her alone. It was a very interesting night last night at the VMAs.
So many different layers going to people's performances last night. And oh my gosh, I know you've got more coming up here and what's trending, but Sabrina's performance last night was spectacular.
She was great.
And then Cyndi Lauper introducing her, I thought they did a great job weaving in the 40 years of history at the VMAs into the show last night.
A great show, a lot to get to. But first, it is time to win an Apple a day. We have an Apple Watch SE Gen 2 for you, courtesy of RCA Records. If you can guess today's secret sound.
You ready for it?
We are ready. Everyone, listen up. This is today's secret sound. Do you know what that sound is? If so, you want to be caller 20 right now. And if you guess it correctly, you are walking away with an apple a day. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400. All right. It is time for an apple a day. We are giving away Apple Watch SE Gen 2s, courtesy of our friends over at RCA Records, with the secret sound. Eric, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. That's awesome, guys.
All right. Well, let's make sure that you can guess the secret sound. If you can guess it correctly, you will win this Apple Watch. We're going to play it one more time for you to take a guess. Here you go. Okay, Eric, what is the secret sound?
Chalk on a chalkboard.
Oh, it is not chalk on a chalkboard.
You can hear that, though. But
no! Ah, okay. Wow, not expecting that. Darn it. That means we're going to go to caller 21. I'm sorry, Eric. Let's see. Caller 21 is Alma. Good morning, Alma.
Good morning.
Hey, let's play the secret sound for you one more time. Here we go. Can you guess the secret sound?
Is it typing on an iPhone?
Is it typing on an iPhone? That is correct! Alma, congratulations!
Thank you!
Now you can type on your iPhone. I just won a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Congratulations!
Thank you,
Alma. We love it, and we've got your Apple Watch. We've got one for you tomorrow again at 9 o'clock when you guess the secret sound. Mercedes, we have to go into our studio and record today's sounds.
I know. What will it be? I mean, we've been experimenting with all sorts of interesting sounds. Some are not winners.
We have the secret sound again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Chaperone on Mix 94.1 Mercedes in the Morning.
Best new artist at the VMAs last night. There you go. We are headed out. Everyone have a great day. But first, it's time for the line of the day.
This was interesting. We had a listener tell us how he had to help an NBA player with a certain request.
And during the 2007 NBA All-Star event, we did have to set up a special request for one of the players. And this was to set up 5 different rooms on different floors for each one of his nieces.
Are we using the term nieces as in actual nieces or nieces?
not actual nieces.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Helping the cheaters. If you ask, you shall receive.
And that'll do it for show number 2130 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
These beautiful things that I've...
Did you see Benson Boone performing at last night's MTV VMAs?
Yeah, actually, no, I missed Benson.
Oh, he was, I'd say, one of the best performances of the night. This is the audio from that.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
Don't he was, like, wow. Standing on the piano. Doing his signature backflip, like... He, I think, like I said, one of my top 3 performances of the night. All the artists were in the crowd singing along, like Sabrina Carpenter. She's loud. She's going nuts. It was a really good show. We're going to talk more about the VMAs and what's trending in just a couple of minutes. But speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, I thought it was really interesting how Sabrina was up there and she was singing her, she did a medley. She did a medley of Espresso, Please, 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 and this song, Taste.
I like you back together, and if that's true, you'll just have
which,
to chase
in case you don't know, this song is allegedly about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Camila and Shawn broke up for a little, and while they were broken up, Sabrina started dating Shawn. And then he left Sabrina to go back to Camila. And so this, she's literally singing this song in front of the two of them who are there that night. And then Shawn Mendes performs a song, which is about Camila. And then Camila performs a song, which is about how she wishes everyone would leave her alone. It was a very interesting night last night at the VMAs.
So many different layers going to people's performances last night. And oh my gosh, I know you've got more coming up here and what's trending, but Sabrina's performance last night was spectacular.
She was great.
And then Cyndi Lauper introducing her, I thought they did a great job weaving in the 40 years of history at the VMAs into the show last night.
A great show, a lot to get to. But first, it is time to win an Apple a day. We have an Apple Watch SE Gen 2 for you, courtesy of RCA Records. If you can guess today's secret sound.
You ready for it?
We are ready. Everyone, listen up. This is today's secret sound. you know what that sound is? If so, you want to be caller 20 right now. And if you guess it correctly, you are walking away with an apple a day. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400. All right. It is time for an apple a day. We are giving away Apple Watch SE Gen 2s, courtesy of our friends over at RCA Records with the secret sound. Eric, you're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. That's awesome, guys.
All right. Well, let's make sure that you can guess the secret sound. If you can guess it correctly, you will win this Apple Watch. We're going to play it one more time for you to take a guess. Here you go. Okay, Eric, what is the secret sound?
Chalk on a chalkboard.
Oh, it is not chalk on a chalkboard.
You can hear that, though. But
no! Okay. Wow. Not expecting that. Darn it. That means we're going to go to caller 21. I'm sorry, Eric. Let's see. Caller 21 is Alma. Good morning, Alma.
Good morning.
Hey, let's play the secret sound for you one more time. Here we go. Can you guess the secret sound?
Is it typing on an iPhone?
Is it typing on an iPhone? That is correct! Alma, congratulations! Now you can type on your iPhone. I just won a brand new Apple Watch SE Gen 2 courtesy of RCA Records. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alma. We love it. And we've got your Apple Watch. We've got one for you tomorrow again at 9 o'clock when you guess the secret sound. Mercedes, we have to go into our studio and record today's sounds.
I know. What will it be? I mean, we've been experimenting with all sorts of interesting sounds. Some are not winners.
We have the secret sound again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Jeff O'Rone on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Best new artist at the VMAs last night. There you go. We are headed out. Everyone have a great day. But first, it's time for the line of the day.
This was interesting. We had a listener tell us how he had to help an NBA player with a certain request.
And during the 2007 NBA All-Star event, we did have to set up a special request for one of the players. And this was to set up 5 different rooms on different floors for each one of his nieces.
Are we using the term nieces as in actual nieces or nieces?
not actual nieces.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Helping the cheaters. If you ask, you shall receive.
And that'll do it for show number 2130 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.